Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Good morning again. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you with thanksgiving. Thank you for your Son Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection, your grace, and your mercy. Father God, I thank you for just allowing me to be here today. And Father God, I ask that you decrease me and fill me with the Holy Spirit, that your word and not mine might be heard.
Yes.
On this beautiful, glorious Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Mary and Salome enter the tomb.
see where his body was laid, but they were told that he had risen.
Yes.
Imagine the fear of you going to the cemetery.
Come on.
To see the location where your loved ones have been buried.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there, and the headstone is gone. There's no dirt.
Well.
What's on your mind? So imagine the terror, yet the amazement of those three women. Church, I'm telling you, things are starting to look really good for us because he got up.
Well,
he got up. And
yes.
Because he got up,
mm-hmm.
we are free of sin. We have eternal life.
Yes. Preach. Come on.
It gives us hope.
Hope.
The presence of the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus Christ enables us to state without certainty, he has risen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And with him rising, bears that good news. Usually, we do not like to change our plans, but the change in plans instituted by the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus Christ brings with them good news. God loves us and will go to extremes to express that love to us and to make sure that our relationship with him is in order as long as we do our part. God is powerful and has overcome even the forces of death. We can walk in the forgiveness of our sins and in service of God through service to our neighbor. Jesus' resurrection also gives us assurance that his word was true.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Son of God that became flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us hope in hopeless situations.
Yes.
He answers our prayers.
Yes.
He puts us on paths that we could have never imagined our lives going.
Come on.
Only God.
Only God.
Only God.
Only God.
He walks with us. He walks with us through life, and he gives us courage in the face of danger. He gives us joy.
Joy.
Peace.
Peace.
He gives us love.
Love.
Not temporary. Eternal. In conclusion, like Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, you may be nervous at times to share God's good news, but once you're over that fear, go out and spread the good news. Let them know that Jesus hung on that cross. They took him down. They buried him. But guess what? When Mary Magdalene, Mother James, and Salome went back to that tomb, the stone was rolled away. They didn't know how they were going to move that stone. Again, only God.
Only God.
Only God.
Yes.
And not only did he move the stone, he made sure that there was somebody there to give them peace and confirmation that Jesus had lived, had risen. Because some people would like to think that his body was stolen.
Well.
No, his body was not stolen. He was risen.
Risen.
That was promised to us, and it happened. It came to fruition because God is true to his word. The empty tomb and the resurrection are not simply historical facts. They are daily realities that affect our lives today, tomorrow, and in the days, months, and years to come. I challenge you all to go out and spread the good news. Declare that Jesus is alive and well, living in you, living in me, and living in all of his believers. It is up to us to go out and to continue to spread his word. We are the modern day disciples.
Well,
we are the ones that was at the cross when Jesus was being crucified. Not at that time, but that's us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas the disciples were unsure, we know the truth, that he was risen, and he sit on the right side of the Lord. Let everyone know that he is risen. Church, please say, he is risen.
He is risen.
My final word, always remember what Jesus' blood did for you and for me. Blood, B, bought, L, life, O, out, O, F, D, death. Jesus' blood brought life out of death.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Their relationship with the Lord right now. Some of us have been going to church for 30 years. if we're not sure that we ever ask the Lord into our lives, that we ever confess our sins to him, today is the day. If there is one, please sing.
Somebody was on point. And I would agree, if you were here this morning, Minister Brooks was definitely on point. Little history. Former Philadelphia police officer, soldier in Desert